You're listening to Say Yes Podcast, episode 158.
Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "Do one thing that scares you every day." This show is about saying yes to those actions, big and small, that push you closer to who you want to be. Welcome to the Say Yes Podcast, bite-sized conversations about saying yes to a bigger life to inspire you to take action today.
Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. So first, I want to talk about our sponsor. I don't know about you, but I have struggled with coming up with dinner time ideas. And that's one of the things that I wanted to do this year is to learn how to cook new meals. After trying out 10 different services, I fell in love with Home Chef. Home Chef is my favorite meal kit delivery service as they offer 12 different dinner ideas with all natural, organic ingredients ready to cook. Recipes are easy to follow, and each meal takes about 30 to 40 minutes to cook, and I always have leftover. I pay $15 a week for 3 meals for 2 with free delivery. I have a special offer for you to get a $30 credit on your first week of Home Chef by signing up at loriamine.com/homechef. Now let's get today's show. Today's guest is Michelle Shinagawa. She, in this episode, Michelle shares her work of understanding men. She talks about Manglish. What is that? So I'm actually curious to hear, so I hope you enjoy the show. This is a great episode to tune in. If you're struggling with understanding men and how they speak and how is it different from what women speak, so it's a really great show to tune in. I hope you enjoy it. Now let's get today's show. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the Yes Podcast.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are and what do you do?
So what I do is I teach frustrated professional women who are ready to understand men by teaching them Manglish, and so that they can have a successful, powerful, empowering relationship in love, life, and business.
So, love it.
Yeah. Can I tell you like some of the example about how people come out of that? So I normally teach women in a weekend workshop, and my students come out of the workshop most of the time having healed the past, because, you know, most of us, we still hold on to the past heartbreaks, right? I don't know if you have any, but maybe you're one of the lucky few who doesn't, but most of us who are carrying the past, and the men in front of you are paying for the guy from the past. So we work on healing the past, and then we work on getting a new perspective about men, and then we practice the skills and new languages to communicate effectively with men. So, yeah, it's really, and it's, you know, how I explain it is it's like learning a foreign language. So if you just like, you know, go to Paris tomorrow and you don't know anything about French culture or speak any languages, and if you try to order something, then, you know, often people come back saying like, oh, they were so rude. But that's because we didn't know how to ask for what you need. And also, we didn't know the custom of how we're supposed to be talking to them to be treated well. Mm. So if you, right? So if you study them and learn a little bit of a French, it doesn't have to be a whole lot, and, you know, go back there and respect how they work in their culture, then you actually get what you need and you get treated really well.
Mm. How did you end up starting this work? What led you to start this work?
So the way I ended up with this work is because I didn't understand men.
okay.
So I was with my college sweetheart at the time, I used to call him my alien boyfriend because he doesn't tell me anything and I didn't understand anything about him. So, but, you know, I loved him dearly and he loved me too. So this workshop is created by my teacher, Allison Armstrong, and all my friends were taking the class, raving about it. So I went there. And then when I came back, I saw him in a completely different light. Like, I can actually see who he is and the techniques that I learned from the class and it's pretty simple too. When I used it, then he started to tell me everything I ever wanted to know.
Wow, that's amazing. So
yeah,
did we have any aha moments over this work that you were like, oh my gosh, I gotta share this with other people, or just basically life changing?
Yeah, so maybe like I can give you like how my students are impacted, and then give you like the concrete example of what I see, like that a lot of people doesn't see. Does that work?
Yeah, that works.
So I had a 43-year-old woman who never had a boyfriend because she was so busy being a successful New Yorker entrepreneur. And she learned how to speak to men and also learned to be vulnerable. And then a couple months later, she met her dream partner. And like he wanted to give her the world, and he does that. And, you know, they're still together. They have an amazing relationship. So like something like that is possible. But also there was a divorced mom who was in a class who hadn't been talking to her ex for 6 months because, you know, although they have 3-year-old together, she just couldn't stand him. But then when she came to the workshop, she was able to understand how he operate and where he was coming from. And she started to talk to him over the weekend when I was teaching everything. And then they actually got back together. And it's really amazing. Like, they totally are in love. So like, I did the workshop in November, and December I got a long email from her thanking me because now their kids have the dad and the uncle and an aunt and cousin and everyone, just because now she can understand how he operates and how to speak to him. So and then she sent me a sonogram of the second baby a few months later. So that was really cool.
That's amazing. That's so good to hear.
Yeah. And then it's not just in romantic relationships. When you can actually understand how men operate and who they are, and if you can speak to them with the language that they understand, it's very common. I keep hearing, including me, getting so much promotions at work, or getting more effective at work or with your business. So, one of the aha thing that I feel like is really important for us to know as women is that we think men are like the hairy, misbehaving woman.
Yeah.
Right? And then like we're trying to fix them. We think they're a version of us, and we think that, oh, if it were me, I wouldn't do that. And so, but they do it, and then that's why we think there's something wrong with him. But they're a completely different creature. So one of the things I want to offer is for you and the listener is, next time when he does something that like pisses you off, then just think, what if there is a good reason for that? It's just like, right? If you can just like stop and think, what if there's a good reason for that? So it's like, you know, just like what I said about like foreign language or foreign culture. I'm originally from Japan. We don't wear shoes in the house. And we get really offended people when we wear shoes around the house. So when I come to this country and when I see people walking around in my house with their shoes on, I get really upset. But then once I knew, oh, that's what American people do. And then once I learned English to be able to say, will you be able to take your shoes off? That's what we do in my house. Then most of the people take their shoes off, and then I get what I need, and then I get respected. And then I'm not thinking, oh God, they're misbehaving. What's wrong with them? So there's many things like that. That once you can understand how they're operating, then you can see why they're doing what they're doing, and there's a good reason behind it. And then what also I teach in that weekend workshop is how to ask for what you need, because it's not just about accommodating how they operate or how they speak, but it's also about creating a beautiful partnership. And if we don't get what we need, then, you know, we can't have a great partnership. So it's about understanding them, and it's also about understanding ourselves and actually getting what we need from them.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you recommend? What steps would you recommend someone who's starting on this journey, who is just basically completely novice and is just basically overwhelmed with just knowing that it's been like swimming upstream? What would you recommend? What steps they should take?
So what I recommend is, and I didn't ask you this beforehand, so tell me if it's okay, but on my website, there is a free ebook that talks about 7 reasons why women don't get what we need from men.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fairly quick read, but it explains why we're not getting what we need and give you some insight into the world of men and how you may be able to start to shift that into getting what you need. So that could be the first step. And then I also do like a 2-hour introduction of the weekend workshop called Making Sense of Men. And mm-hmm. You actually learn how men are attracted to us and what has him spend time with you and protect you and take care of you and, you know, really do things for us that we're always looking for. So that's like only about 2 hours. Sometimes I do it for free, or sometimes I do it for like $10, $15. So you can get a taste of it and get a new perspective there. And then hopefully they can come to the weekend workshop where you can really get the shift of the whole world.
I love it. So if you're finding a play date with yourself, what would it look like?
So when I think about that question, when I'm planning a play date, so I'm thinking like I love going to a foreign country, but then maybe that's not a play date, like it's not going to be one day. So I wasn't sure, like I thought maybe I'll check in with you and see like, okay, can I be traveling around the world for my play date? Or
it's up to you. It's your play date. You get to choose whatever you want to do. You can make it one day. You can make it like a full 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. Oh. It's up to you.
Awesome. Okay. So my play date would include traveling to places that I've never been to, probably foreign country where I don't speak the language. And
okay.
trying out, you know, a whole bunch of different food and different cultural activities, and also learning something new, because I'm always at a workshop learning something new. And mm-hmm. and then also like getting different kind of massage, because different culture has different kind of healing or massage. So yeah, that would
I
be.
I love it. What kind of country would you like to visit? What would be your next country that you would visit next?
What I'm looking at right now is Machu Picchu.
Ooh,
so
I love it.
It would be Peru. Yeah, yeah. And I would love to be able to try Peruvian food. I actually live in a very ethnic neighborhood, so I have tons of Peruvian restaurants, and I love their food.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be really cool. And I have a lot of Latin American Zumba lessons in my neighborhood. So I'm wondering, like, I don't know if Peru, like if I go there, they actually do have Zumba, but I would love to be able to, you know, do some sort of dance there too.
Yeah, I love it. So what's your definition of self-care and how does it look like in your everyday life?
So The self-care for me, I also do Reiki and I teach Reiki too. So my day start out with meditation and Reiki self-care, and then also, working with my chakra. So it start out that way and it end that way too. And what I can also say about self-care is really learning about myself. So before I did this workshop, I didn't realize this, but we often, as women, don't even know what we need. We just know how to complain, unfortunately. So, right? And if we can just convert, so that's what we do in my Queen's Code workshop, is actually teach women how to convert the complaint into a need, so you can actually give men in your life how to ask what you need, something actionable. So living life, actually feeling things that you want to have or you need. Well, first what you need, and then also the enhancement, instead of just living life without things and complaining, is a big self-care for me. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if I explained it well.
Yeah, you did. That's a really beautiful difference.
Okay, good. Yeah, because unfortunately, and including myself too, it happens sometimes too, but way less than used to be. And what often happens, us women, we are so busy taking care of everyone else, and then also not asking for what we need, and then we just keep going, 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 and then once we can't take it anymore, then we explode. And then men around us are wondering, like, what just happened here? Oh, how come you didn't tell me? So my self-care is really tuning in. If I'm not feeling well, or if I'm not, like, if I'm feeling frustrated, then just look into myself and see, okay, so what do I need? What's missing? Why am I frustrated? And figure out what it is I need so I could actually get what I need and take care of myself.
Yes. So true. I think that's a big part of self-care is like checking in tuning with your intuition and seeing what you need and then taking care of those needs. Not just not ignoring them because when you ignore them, you create havoc, in the long term.
Yeah,
Awesome. So
definitely.
I read a book a day and I'm always looking for different book recommendations. So this last question is sort of self-serving. So what's the last book that you read?
So I'm a big fan of Japanese comic book. So the book that I just read today probably is not something that everyone else will be able to read, but it's a book about taking care. It's a Japanese comic book about taking care of women,
Ooh, I
like in
love
an empowering way. Yeah.
I love it. So tell us where we can find you online.
Maybe I'm not too sure because it's all in Japanese. So,
No. Tell us where we can find you online. How about you?
oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So where you can find me online is, sorry, I thought you were asking about the book. Is the it's thequeenscodenyc.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michelle, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's been great to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle, for being on the show. If you would like to connect with Michelle, please visit her website, thequeenscodenyc.com. For show notes and to tune into past episodes, please visit loriamine.com. If you enjoy the show, please consider subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.